This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a study that was conducted this year, and it revealed the most popular dad rock bands in every U.S. state.
Now, did they even, like, dignify what is dad rock? Is it just music that your dad listens to, I guess, in the simplest form?
I guess so.
Okay, fair.
There are four bands, though, that came up more than any other bands.
Okay.
And we're going to run through them right now. Here was band number one.
This is the problem with this already, is that I still feel like this is, I know Chester hasn't even been with us for many, many years. They still feel like a new band to me. I think I'm in like this weird arrested development of like the late 90s, early 2000s. Like time hasn't existed past that.
I think next year marks Hybrid Theory's 25th anniversary.
We don't need to talk about this.
I can't handle it. Let's
just forget that was even brought up.
Linkin Park is officially dad rock. And also this band is... Because we are just the one.
See, they feel more dad rock to me.
I just kind of like that Nickelback is having this, like, resurgence where we just don't hate on them anymore. Like, we're just embracing it fully.
It's like Nickelback, Creed. Like, we witnessed it with Limp Bizkit on Tuesday night. That place was just freaking packed. I think eventually you get to a point where you're like, are we done making fun of this band?
Oh, yeah.
And the funny part is, though, I'm looking at this the study that you're talking about for Washington State, the most popular dad rock band. Nickelback. Washington is Nickelback country.
We are just leaning into it.
Do you think it's because they're from Vancouver, so we kind of give them like
such
a little bit extra love?
Close proximity.
Right.
Number three on the list of the most popular dad rock bands.
I hate this list. The weird, I'm looking at the music video for this song. This is the music video where they're all naked and they're running around. And they do look so young. Like, you forget. Like, I still think they look young when you watch, like, the music, the YouTube videos of them performing live these days. I'm like, oh, they still look good. They still look young. And then you look at them when they were in their actual 20s. And you're like, oh, man, yeah, they're...
just a bunch of babies.
They're a bunch of dads now.
Rounding out the list of the most popular dad rock bands...
Hey!
I mean, the dad vibes were in full force at White River on Tuesday night.
And I was standing next to a father-son enjoying Limp Bizkit. Did you see that guy?
No!
Oh, man, it was so awesome. At the Limp Bizkit show, and dad's there with his... I found out his son was 11 years old.
Aww.
And he's just feeling it and having a good time. The only reason why I even realized, all of a sudden I heard this guy go, lean to his kid and go, "You're good, you're good. Just watch out for that man's elbow." And I'm like, oh, it's my elbow. I was just feeling it, having fun. Like, you know, I didn't realize there was a child next to me. And apparently I came close to elbowing him.
Oh, my gosh.
So for, like, the rest of the set, like, this one elbow was, like, glued to my ribs. I'm like, I don't want to be the reason why this poor kid has a bad time.
Gets his first life lesson in Mosh Pit 101.
Just elbowed him in the face. But then I ended up talking to the dad. I'm like, I'm sorry about that. He's like, no, you weren't doing anything wrong. You were just feeling the music. You didn't even know there was a child next to you.
Just two cool dads doing dad rock stuff.
Just high-fiving like dads do. Bro-hugging, having a good time.
Oh, boy.
But I thought that was so freaking awesome. There he is, dad with his 11-year-old son enjoying Limp Bizkit. And all I was thinking is I can't wait for that day.
Oh, yeah.
That it's take Tatum to Limp Bizkit.
It's coming.
I have to say, about the Limp Bizkit show, just one thing. That was my least favorite song that they performed at the concert.
For some reason, it sounded quieter than the rest of the songs. I think they were at the point where they were almost getting kicked off of the stage.
It could have been that. Also, I think they were kind of doing like a variation of the song. I mean, when it kicked into the chorus, it was amazing. But like the verses just didn't have that same energy that the original had. But that was my only complaint. Everything else about that show was awesome.
Totally a solid night. Rockaholics, we have partnered up with Mary's Place once again to put brand new shoes on local kids in need. It is called Kicks for Kids, and any amount will help out. Big shout out to the Rockaholics who have already donated. We're looking to help out 400 kids with your donations.
And, Taryn Daly just recently did a donation. That was
sure
very
did.
Nice of you. Ronald Rogers also donated $150, so shout out to Ronald Rogers. Brian Dixon donated $200. Andrew McLaughlin, $50. Honestly, whatever you can donate is appreciated. And if you put something in the comments, because we see the comments on the Kicks for Kids page, if you want to have a shout out to your business, we'll give you that. You want to give a shout out to somebody in your life, we'll give them that as well. But like whatever amount you could donate, we'd really appreciate it. We're still far from our goal, which is $20,000, but I feel like we could still make it happen.
We can do it, Rockaholics. You can head to KISW.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.